Okay, we are on page 195, middle paragraph in the art scroll, and page 66, Samach Vav in the green Feldheim. And we are on the second challenge that a person has to deal with, and that he's most prevalent that he's going to have a connection to. The first one we said was Gezel, and the second was Arias, is illicit and forbidden relationships. So Zakt, the holy Ramchal, Vimlach Shecha, and if a person, Adam Leimar, if somebody is going to say to you, Shema Shamal Nibulpeh, Ein Elik Delay Malach, Kadam Avera, the way a person talks, that's what we spoke about. We said the way a person talks, the way a person, what a person listens to, what a person looks at, and physical touch. So, and if a person will say, oh, when they were talking about not talking nicely, it's no real avera itself, it's just to threaten a person. He has incurred Hashem's anger, he will fall there. Only someone who's like that is touching it, meaning is getting close to taiva. But if I say something as a joke, or I reference something in a cute way, lav milsihi ve'in lachush alav. Right? So basically what the Ramchal is saying is that when it comes to the way a person talks, it's only if he's really talking inappropriate. But if he's saying a joke, and the guy says, relax, I'm just talking in a cute, joking way, it's not a big deal. Af ata emarle, interesting lashon the Ramchal says, you could tell him, ad kan divrei yetzahara. It's the yetzahara. Ki mikra male shevi zechronel rachel rayasam, al kein al bachurav le yismach Hashem. Ki chuloi chanei fumeir v'chopet doiver nevala. That it's a very terrible thing. For whatever reason, the Chazal tell us and the Psukim tell us, doesn't say avodah zarah, v'lo gilui arayos, that it's going to be a terrible thing, v'lo shfichas dam, not murder, ela chanufa ulashon hara v'nivel peh. What comes out of a person's mouth, whether he's overpraising, whether he's talking negatively, or whether he's talking inappropriately, incredible that Ramchal is saying this. He's saying it's not talking about avodah zarah, it's not talking about gilui arayos, it's not talking about shfichas damim. It's talking about the way a person speaks. And he says, unfortunately, because of that, Hashem will not have mercy on orphans and widows. It's very strong. The way a person talks is literally the erva of the actual speech. It's terrible. It's like, it's interesting how chomer this is. It's very stringent. He says, besides the fact that it causes forbidden relationships, it causes arayas, but the actual isser itself is a harashi asma hinin anazir, like we said before. Binin amachshava, thinking, okay, that's that. Binin amachshava kvar omru b'tchil, so Rabbi Yisrael, very powerful. How you see a person's speech is so strong. V'nishmartim kol davara shalo yaharar adam bayoyim, v'amru oid hirhurei avera kashim avera. Incredible. The thoughts of an avera, the thoughts are worse than the avera itself. Okay, now we go to number three. This one's going to be a fun one also. So a person boundary with money, and the second thing is his desires. Number three, or forbidden relationships. Number three is hamadrega hashlishis achar gazo arayis v'inyan hemda. You'll never guess is what? Food. Hinehu iser hamachalis. As the Chazanish says, that food is avi avos hatuma. And the way I explain it it's as simple as a little bit of an introduction, is it's fuel. It's fuel. F-U-E-L. It's fuel. If a person's not hungry, I'm sorry, if a person doesn't eat food, so all of his other desires drop. The second a person puts food and gets his system with food, that is what pushes him to do anything and gives him the energy. He says, and the Ramchal says, Isra machalas bein binin atrevis asim binin taruvay seim. Bein binin basar b'chala v'chayla v'dam v'inin b'shul ha-gayim. Whatever a person eats, v'inin g'ule gayim yayin nischam ustam yinam. Kol eila nikiyas b'em tzarech dikto gadol v'tzarech chizek yesh taivis ha-leiv. Listen to this. Ha-mesav machalam ha-toivim v'chesar ha-kis b'sar ha-tubis b'yotzibis. And he talks about this twice, the Ramchal. It's the money that you spend to make sure you eat very well. And I say this to people, you know, when you get married, right, you're not going to come with the first meal or when your wife starts cooking and you're going to have to make sure that you're going to Uber Eats, you know, on the side through the window to get your fix of whatever food you need. And it costs money, as he's going to say. A person will spend a lot of money just to be on a level of food. Besides the Isser, as he's going to talk about, the Isurim that it does to a person's desires all comes from food. All comes from food. And again, a person would say, wait, what's the big deal? I have three things. You're telling me this is number three on the list of the things that I have to be careful with? That what a person eats? You end up destroying yourself if you're not going to be careful with what goes into your mouth. When a person eats certain foods, what it does is it pushes Hashem away from a person. The Avera stuffs a person. When a person does Averas, what it does is it clots. It makes it that you're not able to feel. People want to know, how come I don't feel connected to Hashem? Well, when you feel other things that are usher, and you're involved in other things that are usher, it's hard to feel connected to Hashem. And he says, food. Which is interesting. So it comes out, the Ramchal is teaching us that if a person would work on something and he would start working on what exactly he eats, I can tell you for myself, when I've ever done intermittent fasting or fasting and dieting, it changes your whole personality. It changes your whole taivis. It changes all your laziness. People who are into cleansing, into these cleanses, physical food cleanses, it changes everything. It changes the way you think. It makes you more clear. When a person, it's not just, I'm saying this, when a person eats potato chips and he eats sugar and he eats all the things that he eats and bread and all the things that you eat, that's where to begin. People think you begin with fighting your taivis. Like I said, the Chazanish is saying the Avi Avos HaTumah starts with your food. If you conquer food, they say Lechem. Okay, it's not really for now, but we could talk a little about it. They say Lechem is Lochem. Lechem is your war. They say Zun. Hazun is Hakol. Zun is also Znus. It's also a person eats. It says you eat Umachsa Pia. V'achlu Umachsas Pia. That it's the way a person, they say a person's peh, his mouth, and his upper and lower openings are very much connected. When a person is careful with what he eats, and a person's careful with that, it affects his desires. It's very, very powerful. A person, it's like what we said today, Im love and garti, this tariag mitzvah shamarti, it's not just about doing the mitzvahs. It's about becoming a person who's a more, when a person's totally sunken in, okay, nine minutes and 53 seconds, I don't want to go over, to be continued. Less than 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer away.